All right. So yes, I think it was Philippines, and you can look that up. But anyway, I decided, well, 12,900 and something is still less than 13,000, right? So I wanted 13,000. So I just continued like keeping the intention that one way or the other that was going to happen, right?
Okay, I'm going to pause you really quick. Yes. Keeping the intention. Tell me, how do you or did you keep that intention? Because it's a great phrase. And I know things that I do, but I'm curious, what is it that you do? Because sometimes people think, oh, I have the intention, which is like, oh, I wish. And it's different than, I'm pretty sure, different than how you do it, and for sure different than how I do it.
Right. So for me, keeping the intention is believing in the possibility of a dream.
Okay.
And not giving up on it. Right. Okay. So that's one thing. And then two, continuing to seek ways to make it a reality. You know, like I said, I was looking up information, I was learning in the process, I was reaching out to just to understand how to make this work.
Right.
Right. And so each time.
So you took action.
Yes,
I did. On this, that was how you kept that intention.
Correct.
Was action.
Correct. Okay. It was intention and action. And the intention drove action. So it was not intention on just sitting down and waiting. I had
the intention. Wish.
Right. And sometimes, depending on where you are in the journey, action actually is calling someone, talking to someone, yep. finding information, going somewhere, you know, and just paying attention. And I think that's also the other thing about keeping intention is looking around for signs that align with what you're wanting to do.
Yes.
Right? Because otherwise, when you see
as we pass an entire stick of signs, do you see that?
Like, exactly.
Where do we want to go? We should follow the arrow with the sign. Where
yeah,
we wanna go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, exactly. So each sign leads somewhere else, and when you're not clear on where you want to go, even if you see the sign, you don't know where you want to go. And I think for me that was important, because I knew what I had as a goal. It had to be on stage with 13,000 people. I was looking for the signs, and everything that looked like it was not it was not it.
Nice.
So anyway, so that was the whole part of it. But in that process too, the second thing I wrote in my note as a goal from that event was I wanted to become a results coach with Tony Robbins in his company. And so, again, keeping that intention, right after the event, I went into coach training with the Robbins Medanis Coach Training School. I did that for a couple months, and then I graduated. I started working as an independent coach, taking clients. And soon after, I got a chance to apply to actually work in Tony Robbins' company as a coach, and I got hired. Mm. So, got hired in that company, was working there as a coach. I had coaching clients. And in the process, I realized something. I was looking elsewhere for my stage. However, right in front of me,
literally
was the stage. I mean, Tony is one of the people who consistently packs up a venue. I mean, only Japan, within Destiny, all these places. So I said, you know what? Where I was right then in Miami, where I saw 13,000 people, is actually the model of where I can actually get to lead such a large number.
Yeah.
So once I realized that, then the next question is, how do I connect to make that happen?
I love that you said, once I realized that.
Yep.
Because sometimes it's right here. And we're almost like that whole last video we just did. We think it's an obstacle and we're like, where is it? Like, oh, it's this thing. It's literally this stage I was looking at when I made the goal.
Yeah. And I'm going to drop this in, and we're not going to go into detail, but just for people to know is that our growth, our evolution as a soul is basically just hitting levels of awareness.
Yes.
Because everything we are and everything we want to be is already there. We are just becoming awake to it at different levels.
Yes.
Right. And so back to the story, for me, it was just realizing, becoming aware that what I was looking for was literally right there, right? And I needed to go look for it outside to recognize that it was not outside. Because sometimes if we don't go looking for it elsewhere, we wouldn't realize that what we're already looking for is right in front of us.
Right.
So,
Dorothy on Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
It's right here all along.
It's right here all along. And so in this case then, I was already in the company as a coach for 6 months, was there. Mm. And I recognized that at one of the events, it was Business Mastery of January of 2022. I recognized that the dance group on stage had changed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So at that point, it used to be Kinergy, which was a group owned by Gillian Huff. And then they did it with Destiny of December 2021. But then by January, there was a new group. So I saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
I said, well, whatever happened behind the scenes, I don't know. But now there's a new group. This may be a time to reach out. And so I reached out to someone in the production department and said, hi, my name is Damilari. I'm a coach in the company. I've been here for about 6 months. Here's what I do. And I also have a previous background as a dance fitness instructor leading groups on big stage. And up to that point, I had proof.
Yeah.
I sent them a video of me leading a Zumba event at Michigan Stadium, University of Michigan Stadium, which is the largest college football stadium in the United States.
Nice.
I mean, we did not pack it up to 100,000 people, no, because it was just faculty and staff. But I was literally showing them.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
And same day, it was probably about 7 minutes later.
7 minutes?
7 minutes later. The person I emailed said, the person I emailed was Carissa. Carissa Kuchis, KK is her name. So I emailed her and she said, well, I don't make the decision. I'm going to forward your email to the team. And if they need you to join, they will let you know. Same day, and maybe about 2-3 hours later, the head of production at that time, her name was Alexis Ponder, emailed me and said, hey, you know, so I got your video forwarded me. Do you have a time to chat later in the day? Sure. And long story short, 2 weeks later, I was on stage at the Tony Robbins Platinum Partner event.
Yes!
Leading the dance, like the energy section. And I did that every event consistently for 3 years, about 30
wow.
plus events. Was it 30? Yeah, I lost count. It was just like almost events because we were now at that point, we're not only just doing Tony events that was put together by his company, Robbins Research International, Robbins Research International, we're also doing events where Tony was invited as a guest.
Okay.
So in that, I was partnering with another company who were the new company at that time.
Okay.
And I think they're still the ones doing it right now, Embody Movement Company.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So basically what they did was I was internally working at the company as a coach. Embody had been hired to be the dancing group. So they just had us work together. So many times I was on stage leading and Embody was there. We would rotate who led. But yeah, and I came in and I was having a good time. I really was. And it was actually for me a realization of the dream I had had.
Yeah.
And the first time I was, you know, so then I did a few events, right? So my first event was not 13,000 people, no. But the Platinum Partner event and then I did Business Mastery and then my first Unleash the Power Within virtual was in March of 2022. And I think we had at least 30,000 logins on Zoom for that. And yeah.
You're like, I did it. I did my stage.
And when you count all the people behind, right? You know, the families,
yeah.
whatever, that was at least 60,000 people. So virtually, I did not only hit the 13,000, I more than tripled it.
That's
as fantastic. A dream. And then later that year, when we had Unleash the Power Within in person, it just went. And so when I did Unleash the Power Within in Birmingham, I think we had about 13,000 people there or 12, I don't remember. But when we did a greater festival in Germany, we had 15,000. And so, right, and then we did UPW in Sydney. So UPW had the biggest events with a large number of people. But for me, it was just over and over and over and over hitting the mark. And what I realized back to setting the intention is it always seems like there's a long period of wait.
Yeah.
But then once it goes, it's rapid acceleration. Because 2019 was when I wrote down this dream that I wanted to do it. And my first time actually on a Tony Robbins stage was February of 2022.
Yeah.
So that's 3 years. That's 3 years of, you know, growing myself, doing other things, learning more, reaching out without giving up hope. Right.
I love that you said that because you told this story and it didn't take you 3 years to tell me this story.
No.
So it sounds like this was my goal. I saw this opportunity. I took it and then I was on. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe 4 minutes later, that's how it feels, right? When people see the story, they watch the movie, they feel the feels. They're like, oh, this is so incredible. I can do it too. And then when it's been 2 months and they haven't realized their dream, they're like, oh, I guess I can't. So I love that you pointed out it was 3 years.
Yep.
And you kept that intention and you kept going and you saw the blocks and the probably the I can'ts and all of these different things that is normal life.
Yeah.
But you knew your goal. You had that intention. You knew what you wanted. And all this other stuff was either stepping stones or blocks or whatever that you moved around or went over, through or around. and you still, you got there. Even though it was 3 years, you hit your goal.
Yep. And I think it's important for people to know that life goes on, right? Yes. So when you have a big goal or outcome, it's okay. Actually, it's important to still just live life, right? While keeping intention. So keeping intention does not mean you're giving up on your dream.
Right.
It just means that you're moving forward each along the way.
Yes.
My dream of becoming a coach actually happened sooner, right? So I had done the training. I actually started working at the company in May of 2021.
Okay.
So about a year and a half since I set the intention, but still, you know, that was 1.5 years. The density on stage was 3 years. But either way, there was a time between when I had the vision and when it actually came to realization. And all through that, I was doing other things. You know, life went on. I kept the intention. I kept finding out information, learning more, taking steps, developing myself. But there was no like, when is this going to happen or giving up? No, there was actually it was like an ongoing process, right? Mm. And so.
And did you, let me ask you this, because you're so positive all the time and excited and happy. You said there was no times where I gave up. Did you have moments where you got frustrated? Or just never, ever, for reals, get frustrated?
You know, I don't remember. I'm sure there were times that I was frustrated, but I don't remember. Because we were just talking about this earlier on. It's what we put the focus on.
Absolutely.
Right? And frustration is an emotion we experience when our expectation does not match reality.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I recognize that reality is reality, then it is reality.
But I recognize. That was amazing.
Right? Because it's like when I put expectation next to reality, then I'm refusing to accept that the current reality is not my expectation.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So the more I focus on, oh, this is not how I expected it, or oh, this is not what I want, or oh, this is not going the way I want it, that's when I experience frustration. But the moment I can immediately accept the fact that reality is what it is in the moment, then I'm not in suffering.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what's really important. So I imagine there would have been times along the way that I maybe felt, you know, how long is this going to take?
Oh, yeah.
I maybe felt, oh, I'm trying one thing after the other and none of it is hitting it yet. But I don't know that I stayed in suffering.
Good. I love that you didn't stay in suffering. I think that's something that is maybe the difference in accomplishing our goals versus not. Is because we're all going to hit some sort of bad day or frustration or another no, and it's what we do with that.
Yeah.
And we can suffer for a minute. It's okay. It's okay to be like, oh, dang it, I really wanted that thing. But then what do? We use it as, okay, well, I learned that this is what I can do differently, or I learned that my stage wasn't where I was looking. You know, there were so many different things you got to learn along the way. And then you got there because you just kept that goal and you kept refocusing. And I love that you said you didn't stay in your suffering.
You know, you saying that makes me think of something, which I think it's a very important part of life. You know, we talked about like our beliefs and our values and just the underlying guide. So our beliefs and values are like the guiding force of our lives.
Yeah.
And for me, an underlying belief is life is a journey, life is an adventure. Mm. And so, you know, if I saw like, oh, life is hard, or life is difficult, or life is war, or
and
life is
die.
On the same place,
the
or
things.
Whatever,
yeah.
You know, if I had that, then maybe my story would be different.
Yeah.
But because I see life as a journey, as an adventure, then when things don't go my way, I just know that it's all part of the adventure.
Yeah.
It really is all part of the adventure. I mean, we talked about the fact that stumbling blocks could become stepping stones. Sometimes obstacle becomes the help we needed on the way. You know, seeing the obstacle just means we don't have to remove it.
Right.
We could go around it, over, under, through, whatever it is. We just keep moving forward. So for me, because life is an adventure, all of those things make it more fun, more interesting. It's another opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
It's another opportunity to do something different, to try something different. It's like, you know, and I'm not a gamer. However, I like to use video games as a metaphor meaning that every time you reach the end of a stage, guess what's waiting for you?
The next level, the bigger boss.
It's right, it's a villain. You have to fight the villain to be able to get to the next level. So every time something shows up, it's like, oops, I'm about to step up, right? And when I'm about to step up, maybe it's like, okay, how do I crush this villain? And, you know, some villains you need a spear, some you need an arrow, some you need more than that, right? Some you get the very best kicks, you know, so it really, really, really just depends, right? And I think for me, that was important, right? So one of the ways I'm able to quickly change my state is, this is another adventure. This is another twist or turn or bend or whatever it is in the journey. And so I don't sit with it because inherently, I believe that there's always a way forward. Right, and so I may not just have found it yet. And that's what I never want to forget. And that's what I want people to remember, to never forget that when there are obstacles, when there are twists and turns, whatever, one is an awareness that my expectation is not matching the reality. And I can choose not to stay in suffering, right? Because reality is reality, that's one. And two is that it's all part of the journey. So when inherently I expect that on the journey, there will be twists and turns, there will be obstacles, there will be things that I need to navigate, then I also then recognize that it's all part of the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you made me think about that when you were talking about the boss that we have to fight. Then for me, I think of Super Mario Brothers because that was what my brother played all the time.
Okay.
And after you beat the boss, you feel like, oh, now I can breathe. But then it's the swimming level. And you're just like, doing this with your thumbs. And I think sometimes we think once we've overcome something or we've hit our goal or a dream, now it's smooth sailing and it's easy. But we've changed. And now because we're a different creature, now we have different opportunities. We see things differently. We have different things. One of the things that I want to scream from the mountaintops, women, they'll come to me and say, but I want my pre-pregnancy body back. You cannot. You cannot be pre-pregnant again. You cannot.
Yep.
You have now been pregnant. Maybe your shape could be as it was or your size, but you cannot not be what you've changed into. And and I think if we can realize that and see it as a badge of honor sounds sort of prideful, and that's not how I mean it, but in a like a more kind of a conquering thing that look what I've done and who I've become.
Yep.
And now I get to move forward this way.
Yeah. You know, that's quite an interesting thing because, you know, I'm not a woman, obviously.
Obviously, yes. But you're married to one.
Had a baby. And I do hear that a lot. And actually, a lot of my coaching clients are high achieving women who go through the process of, you know, like work, having a baby, family and things like that. And it's like creating a new identity.
Yes.
For that phase of life, you know, so even if they wanted to feel as strong. So what was it about that pre-pregnancy body that you miss?
Right.
Right. Did I feel stronger? Did I feel like my muscles were more toned? Could I run faster and things like that? And in some way, creating a new identity. Now I am a mom that has given birth to a human life.
Yeah.
You know, and I have a job or not, you know, like whatever it is. So what is that for that phase and season, and how can I lean into it?
Yeah, that realization again. We're back to realization. Reality is reality.
Yeah.
So now where am I?
Yeah, so exactly, because no, you cannot be pre-pregnant anymore. You were pregnant, you had a baby, now you're a mom. You cannot be pre-mom anymore.
Right?
It's the reality. Yeah. So now, what does a strong, fit, healthy mom look like? You know, and I also, in one of my many trainings, have a credential as a personal trainer, right? And so one of the things I loved about my training is, why do we work out?
Yeah.
And we work out for activities of daily living.
Yes. High five me on that, because there are so many fitness instructors who teach and then come in with injury. And form is so huge for me. Like, why are you working out all the time if you're not doing it so that you can have a better quality of life every day?
Anyways. And so for moms, for example, you know, new moms, you're driving at the back of the car, you have the car seat, right? You want to be able to turn when you're parked to reach something for the baby, right? Without feeling like you tore a muscle at the back, right? You want to be able to bend and carry something.
Yeah.
So now it makes sense when you're doing those lunges or those squats.
Or you're doing twisting movements, engaging the core.
That's it. Engaging the core, you're building those muscles because you actually have a better quality of life.
Yep.
Right? You're strengthening those quads, those hamstrings, you know, your IT bends, your transverse abdominis and rectus abdominis. Like all those muscles is really so you can lift, bend, you know, and of course walk.
Yeah.
Right. So again, you know, putting things into perspective, you know, and we hear it a lot in personal growth and personal development, like you've got to know your why, you've got to know your why. And why don't you just make it simple? It's like, what's it? Like, I am working out so that I can because X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. And there isn't a right answer. Your dream and goal to be on stage in front of 13,000 just because I love that goal and I would love to do that myself doesn't mean everybody wants that.
Correct.
And that's okay. I think sometimes people stop with their why because they're not sure what everybody else thinks that their why should be, and that should matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes too, it's okay to have a why for now.
Yes, it can change.
It can change. You have a why for now until you figure out something else. It's like, you know, keep doing what exactly you were talking about, the Cheshire Cat in Alice in the Wonderland that says, where do you want to go? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. And so when we're stuck, when we're stuck waiting to know the why or the purpose, we just want to keep moving forward.
Yes.
Because you would know quickly whether or not that is what you want if you keep moving forward versus staying in suffering and frustration, trying to figure something out, and you're all in your head, and when you're in your head, you're not making progress.
Absolutely.
Right? So I think of this as an example, which I once heard. I don't remember exactly who I heard say this, but when you're going somewhere and you have to take the highway and you're not certain where to go, if you pull to the side of the road, bring out the map, and you're looking. When I go left, it goes here. When I go right, it goes here. Oh, but wait, no, I don't want to go there. I want to go here, whatever it is. While you're doing that, you're stuck on the side. You're not moving. People who have zoomed past you on the highway took the wrong exit, figured out it's not the way. They're back on the highway. They're moving forward, but you are still there. So when you're not sure what the path is, just keep moving, because then that's what it means when they say action brings clarity. Because as you move forward, you're then actually seeing in reality what it's like, and that you're able to choose on the go whether it aligns or does not align.
Yeah.
And actually gives you more forms of knowing.
Okay.
We are in a world that privileges cognitive knowing. You want to think your way through life. However, when you take more action and you're moving forward, now you know how it feels in the body. Right. And now you have more access to your emotions, to the experience. And the experience is not just your thought. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I feel? What do I smell? What do I taste? How does it feel in my body? And that whole experience is helping us know better if this actually aligns or not.
Yeah.
So more often than not, we want to keep walking.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Back to Newton's law, right?
Yeah.
An object in motion. Oh, no, maybe that's a different law. I don't know. Whatever
the
law is.
I don't know, but
an object in motion stays in motion. So just keep in that motion.
And when you move, you got a momentum, too. And I mean, again, it's okay sometimes to take a break. Like, there will be pauses along the way. There will be rests and things like that. And you can. That's okay. It's just that you don't. And when you're being in a stop or a pause, then you're being intentional about it, right? And then in the moment is the goal. But when you're in a pause and you're in suffering about it, like, oh, I shouldn't be stopping, that's really, 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 really where there's trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really is where there's trouble, because then we get in our head, and then if we haven't made that decision to pause or a decision to keep moving forward. I was just listening to this on Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Be Rich. I don't know if
Think and Grow Rich, yeah.
Oh, think that one. See, you even know what it is. It's amazing. And he was saying that when we're indecisive, then we start having doubt, and then doubt breeds fear.
Yep.
So be decisive, I'm taking a break. Be decisive, and I'm still moving. Be decisive in something, and then act on it.
Yep.
And when you were saying it's okay to have a different focus at different times, I was thinking about different places that we've traveled. So we've traveled to West Virginia to go see our daughter, and we pack very differently when we go there versus when we're going to go to the beach.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean that we're betraying anything, because, well, now I'm in a pack of swimsuit versus now I'm in a pack of snow coat. That just, that sounds ridiculous. And yet when we are on, oh, that scared me. I thought it was a bug. When we were on a path, I forgot it was, microphone scared me. Everything's going to be okay. It's just a microphone. If we're on a path and we discover, I don't like this, we can just change the path.
Yes.
That's okay. And it's fantastic. Yeah. We're not stuck in something.
We're not stuck. You know what? I think we've given the people more than enough for today to chew on. I'm going to just recap some things, which it's very important to what you said. We are only stuck if we're not moving.
Yeah.
That's it. We're only stuck if we're not moving. So if we are feeling like we're stuck, we just want, what is the simplest, quickest action I can take right now to move forward? Mm-hmm. Because once those small actions stack on each other, then I got a momentum.
Yeah.
And the more I'm moving forward, the more clarity I'm getting.
Yep.
Right. And so we also talked later on about setting the intention. Mm-hmm. Setting the intention also means taking action in the direction of the intention, figuring out along the way.
Yeah, and set that intention dreaming.
Yes, yes.
Big dreaming.
Like 13,000 people on stage. It might take 3 years, it might take 5 years, it might take 20 years, it might take 2 weeks, but still, it
set
gets to happen.
Set the intention.
Yeah.
Don't hold yourself back.
What do you want to wrap up with?
What was that?
What do you want to wrap up with?
What do I want to wrap up with? That was good. That was fast. Don't be afraid of microphones, I think, is one of my takeaways. But I want to wrap up too with just the excitement that we can do things. We talked and we walked and we gained momentum and knowledge and insight from one another and listening to each other's stories. And just that we're able to do that, not just us, but all of us, as we connect together, we're able to find out the incredible things that people have been through. And I think often when we keep to ourselves and we keep it inside, we don't get to share with the world, and the world may be three people, but it's still our world. We get to share with them life lessons and experiences, and we get to grow together. Like you said, all these things stack. And as we talk, we communicate, we're able to stack those experiences, and then the vibrations raise in the world, and love and excitement and energy just raises because of that. So in my takeaway is also a challenge. Talk to people. Talk to them, say hello, wave on a trail. Don't be scared. It's okay. And then watch your intentions and your excitement grow because you know someone. I think it's beautiful.
Done, said it. All right.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for coming on my podcast again, Dami Lari. It's so fun. We have too much fun together. We could talk all day, I think. So remember, you are stronger than you think. Have the best day. Love you. Bye.
Bye.